next one, so I'm going to start. Yeah. So yesterday we were in the middle of discussing the execution of Reb Yehuda ben Bova, or Reb Yehuda ben Tamar, or Reb Elazar ben Bova, whoever it was. And it says as follows: He said, "Lo eshkoit ad she'amale ritzoni ba'oisan asoros kenim kashenish bati." His Roman governor said, "I'm not going to abandon my plan. I'm going to kill the 10 tzaddikim, whatever happens." One of the Chachomim of Rome was there. Adoni Kesa, my lord, the Caesar, you're acting foolishly. No, we said already Roimi, usually in the Gemara, it refers to Caesarea, which was the Roman headquarters of the governance of Eretz Yisrael. So he said, Adoni Kesa, Darki Niskalto Baze, you're making a major mistake. That you are attacking the Jewish people without mercy. Da, it's going to be bad at the end. Because it says there, it says, that the Rabbeinu Shlomo pays back his enemies to destroy them. When this Roman governor heard this, it says that he commanded that they should strangle this chacham, the person who criticized him. And when he heard this, that they were going to strangle him, he did bris milah. He did a quick bris milah before he was executed. And after he was strangled, it says that he disappeared. They couldn't find him. He was a goy. He was a chachmei kesa, chachmei roimi, and he advised the king that he was making a major mistake in following this path of destroying the tzaddikim. And nevertheless, vayechrad akesa charoda gedoylo, and that was very frightening for all the people around, that his body suddenly disappeared. They couldn't see what happened to it. Nevertheless, he didn't change his plan. And he continued with his campaign against the tzaddikim. And the next one is Rabbi Chutzpis HaMaturgamon.
Started at Torah in Northwest London Tuesday. Kaftes Tammuz, 14th of July. Rina Rav Amir Elitzub Shlita, Senior Rabbi of Lauderdale Road Synagogue, Spanish and Portuguese. Chodesh Ov. The sixth Rebbe sponsored the Nishmas of Avram Abel Ben Rabbi Nachum Arias Ben Rocha, whose Yahrzeit is tomorrow. His Chus for Shlema Shel Reb Zei Ben Toiber Grindel Neri Yoeh. And our Nishmas, our esteemed founder of Yosef Do Ben, Rabbi Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkevitz Zichro No Liv Rocha.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. Today's topic is about Chodesh Av, the month of Av. And last time I spoke, I was connecting different patterns between, I think it was Purim and Pesach, or the Megillat Esther to the Mechirat of Yosef. And I'll continue this idea of different patterns, specifically with the different Shvatim, and connecting Shevet Shimon to the Chodesh Av. We are told that every month is connected to a different mazal, and every month is connected to a different sheva. And we are told in the Bnei Yisachar, it quotes Shimon neged chodesh av, hu neged chush hashmiya. Al ken amra le'av le'dato le'shon shmiya ki shama Hashem, v'chen ot harishon b'shimon shin, kemo ot rishon shel shmiya. Meaning that Shimon is connected to the month of Av, which is connected to the sense of hearing. This is why Leah says when she gives birth to Shimon, because Hashem heard her. And similarly, the first letter of Shimon is a Shin, which is connected to the first letter of Shmiah, of hearing. What's interesting is why the month of Av is connected to listening. Because if there's one month that we never listened, was the month of Av. the source of our destruction of the Beit HaMikdash was because we never listened. The sin of the Meraglim was because we never listened. We never heard. We never heard the messages. What was given to us time and time again by the different Nevi'im. So what's going on over here that Av is connected to hearing, listening, Shmia? Furthermore, when we look at the month of Av, it's something that we said in the last shiur, always the month 9th of Av is connected to the night of Seder night, of Pesach. The Rama brings down the reason why people have the minhag of having the egg on the night of Pesach is to remind us of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, to connect us to Tish'a B'Av. So, what's going on? Furthermore, if the 9th of Av is slavery, Seder night is about freedom, what's the connection? Also, Av which is something which connects to a father. Kerachem Av al Banim, a father is associated with mercy. So why is Chodesh Av called in such a way connected to mercy? And the last confusing point is that if there is one person who is mentioned in the Torah with a specific date where they are mentioned, their Yahrzeit, their Nahalah, the anniversary, is Aharon HaKohen. Aharon dies on the 1st of Av. So let's try and fit these things together. There was one Shevet who was not blessed by Moshe, and that was Shimon. Out of all the Shvatim, when we look at the Zot HaBracha, every single Shevet is mentioned, but there is one who isn't mentioned, and that is Shimon. Furthermore, Shimon is criticized by his father, by Yaakov Avinu. In Dvarim, it brings down in Kitavo, where it brings all the klalot and arur, arur, arur. We see Rashi on Perek Chof Zayin in Chof Dalet. He says, "Echad asar arurim yeshkan." There's 11 arurim keneged echad asar shvatim, connected to the 11 shvatim. Uchneged Shimon lo katav arur, but connected to Shimon, it does not write arur. Lefi shelo haya belibo levarcho, he never had in his heart to bless Shimon lifne moto, before he died, kesheberach she'ar shvatim, as he blessed all the other shvatim. Why was Moshe not willing to bless Shimon? The Chizkuni on that pasuk says because of what Zimri did at Shittim. Because of the sin of Zimri, the Nasi Shimon. When we go further, the Baal HaTurim, on the beginning of Bamidbar, where it says, Pekudav, when we describe all the different countings of the Shvatim, here he says, there is no Shofet that came from Shimon. Whereas most of the Nesiim, most of the Shvatim had different Shoftim come from them. Shimon is specifically mentioned as no Shevet comes from Shimon, and no Shofet. And okay, there's a Machloket whether Shamgar ben Anat came from Shimon, but the Baal HaTurim specifically says there's no Shevet, that no Shofet comes from Shevet Shimon. However, if we go further along, we see again Rabbeinu Bechayai on Pekudav in Bamidbar also says the notion of Pakad Lifkudav is not just remembering the numbers, but remembering something else. Remembering something of what Shimon did, and it's connected to remembering what he did with the sale of Yosef. So Shimon and Yosef, Shimon and the sale of Yosef, we see that Shimon is a person who wanted to ensure that Yosef is taken out. He's a person who actually, according to Rashi, threw Yosef into the bor. And according to one of the Midrashim, it brings down that he actually never only wanted to throw him in the bor, but he actually wanted, he was throwing stones on Yosef whilst he was in the bor. Furthermore, we see that Yosef himself, when he wants to hold someone hostage until Binyamin comes, who does he take? He takes Shimon. He knows Shimon is the person who is not only a live wire, but something else. We are going to see something which is also connected to Shimon. It's his strict notion of deen. He has a strict notion of justice. Famously, why does Levi choose Shimon to avenge Dinah and to deal with Shechem? Because he knows Shimon is a person who focuses on deen. He's a focus on trying to ensure to do what is correct. There is something else about Shimon. And this is connected to his bracha, or his lack of bracha. We are told that despite not being benched by Moshe Rabbeinu, Shimon's bracha is seen within the bracha of Yehuda. Yehuda gets Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. Listen to the voice of Yehuda. The Shema in that in these words is connected to the Shema, the listening, the hearing of Shimon. The El Amot Evienu, and to his people shall bring, also refers to the fact that Yehuda has to bring Shimon with him, and within Yehuda's Nachala, in his portion in Eretz Yisrael, there is another portion, and that is a portion of Shimon. Shimon's portion is within Yehuda. There's an enclave of Yehuda's portion, and that's the area around Beersheba, that's kind of with the towns around there. That is Shimon's portion. Shimon's portion is hidden within Yehuda. Now, Shimon represents Din. He also represents Gevura, strength. We are told that if you think of the first three Shvatim, Levi, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, so the Chesed is Reuven, Gevura is Shimon, and Levi is Tiferet. And this Gevura is something that Shimon had. He had something strong. Shimon has a fiery disposition. When we say Achim, of the bracha which Yosef, which Yaakov brings down to his children, the Achim is also connected to Chom, to heat. Heat and fiery. Hot and fiery is what Shimon was. The Yalkut Shimon is the Midrash that says that when Yosef was thrown in the pit, it was the fieriness of Shimon. Wanted to throw stones at him. Wanted to take him out. Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch brings down when he commentates on Arur Apam Ki Az, that how strong is their anger. Yaakov Avinu placed a curse on the thoughtless temper of Shimon and Levi. Thank you very much. So Yaakov Avinu placed a curse on the thoughtless temper of Shimon and Levi. For it is impossible to deal with anger that so embroils a person that he loses control of himself, so that he cannot be placated. Admonishing a person in such a state of anger will not help to display minimal consideration for others when he is overcome. If one is in a state of din, in a state of gvura, in a state of wanting to admonish someone, if they do it in anger, it's not going to work. It's not going to have the necessary impact. Shimon's fiery disposition, according to the different Mefarshim, like the Me'or Vashemesh, describes their passion to Hashem on a lofty level. And their seeming anger isn't against the world, but against themselves in their own shortcomings. Shimon is fiery, but his kin'ah is towards Hashem. And that's the level that he's trying to get at. He's wanting to make sure that Hashem's kavod is felt throughout the world, and he wants to make sure that it is shown, although the negativity is through his fiery disposition. Bikhalam al techad kavodi. With their congregation, do not join, O my honor. The techad kavodi is connected to the word of chedva, of joy. They had that lack of joy, even though they are trying to ensure that Hashem's honor is felt in this world and that everything is being rectified through din and gvura, but they never had the chedva in the process of doing it. Gvura has both positive and negative connotations. Gvura in its strength and also in the problem of taking things away. David HaMelech has a positive connotation. It's known as someone with Gvura. We look at the Michtam Eliyahu, the Maharal, all the aspects of Gvura bringing in its positivity. But Gvura can also lead to mistakes, like the isolation of Shimon and Levi, being so angry, being so consumed with everything, and on a certain level, even focusing on oneself in such a fiery way burns the hand of people who comes closer to you. For Gvura to succeed, however, you also need the chesed. You need an extra kindness within the Gvura. And on a certain level, the way how Shimon and Levi work successfully together is, even though Shimon is known as the Din and the Gvura, Levi has a certain chesed about him. Who is the person who kills Zimri, who kills the prince of Shimon? Pinchas, from the tribe of Levi. This is trying to control Shimon. Who helps Shimon to achieve his fulfillment, his destiny in Eretz Yisrael? Is Yehuda. His portion is with Yehuda. For Shimon to succeed, he needs the help of other people. He needs sometimes the help of Levi, and certainly needs the help of Yehuda. So Shimon is Gvura, which equals Din, is logical to be connected to Av, because we feel Din during this month. We feel a certain level of Gvura against us in this month of Av. However, who is the Shevet who is connected to Nisan? It is Yehuda. Yehuda is connected to the month of Nisan and is connected to Geula, and connected to Pesach. For Shimon to achieve the redemption, he needs the Nisan. He needs the Yehuda. Hence, that connection between Nisan and Av, the egg connected to, on Seder night, is the egg of Yehuda, which reminds us of the egg of Shimon, the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Hashem wants us to find consolation. Nisan is when we redeem the land, when we go into Eretz Yisrael to conquer it. The first tribe who took possession was Yehuda. He was the first Shevet to take control over his Nachala. And if you look in the beginning of Shoftim, who is the tribe that he asked to come with him? Is Shimon. So Av, although will be a month of exile, is also a month of future Geula. When eating the egg on Seder night, we connect the din of Av and Shimon and rectify through the mercy of redemption. Geula, Yehuda, Nisan is the same kind of pattern. What can be achieved when Shimon asks for the help and is able to connect with Yehuda, then we can see that redemption. We said Shimon is connected to hearing. And if I can just read from Rav Tzvi Reisman, The Wisdom of the Hebrew Months. This is a fascinating Sforim. He has two Sforim on the Hebrew months and another Sefer connected to Shemayna Esra, which we'll touch upon. He says the following. He quotes Rav Tzadok HaKohen, "The root of Shimon's holiness is completely hidden in this world, for it is rooted in the concealed world. Shimon also corresponds to the trait of Gevurah, which limits and hides things, so it adds even more concealment to what is already concealed. The sense of hearing cannot sense physical objects. Sight senses the physical, but hearing senses speech and sound, which are spiritual in nature, in that they have no physical makeup. Hearing, therefore, is a spiritual sense, for it senses only non-physical stimuli. By listening to others, we can perceive secrets concealed in their hearts, but which they express in speech. This cannot be achieved through sight, which can sense only physical objects, and not thoughts and feelings." This aspect of the hearing, that hidden sense, is something which Shimon shows through his Gevurah, that he understands for him to succeed, he has to do something beyond the normal, something that is concealed. And this is the same what we see when we look at Av. We look at Av as a month of destruction. But when we see beyond things, when we hear the messages, when we try and be like a Shimon in hearing something in a different way, we can see, we can hear and achieve something which is beyond the norm. Now if we continue, listening, hearing, unity is all the ability to reach out for help is connected to Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen, who died on the first of Av, he represented all of this. His ability to create peace, to create harmony, is utilizing the hearing. How many times we are told how many people came over to Aharon to achieve harmony, to achieve peace. For him to do that, you have to listen, you have to hear, you have to see from beyond the hidden. And this is the same with Shimon and Yehuda, the ability to listen carefully. Now, just to go before summarizing, we see that the mazal of the month of Av is the Ari, is the lion. Who is connected to a lion? Which tribe is connected to a lion?
Yehuda.
Yehuda is kingship. The ability to be a king, the ability to have a mamlacha, is Yehuda, but his ability to have that mamlacha was his ability to help the people like Shimon. To succeed, he needs the gevura of Shimon to be harnessed in that positive way. There's something else, which is we are told the 12 brachot in the Shemona Esrei from Atachon and Tanu, Atachonel Adam Dar, until Retzeh and Modim, are connected to the Shvatim. And we are told that the Shevet of, or it's connected to the months of the year. And which is the month of Av? Is Et Tzemach David. Tzemach David is connected to the month of Av, and in the order of how the brachot are. If we look at the Ved Karnot HaTzmiach, it's connected to David, Yehuda. But Tzmicha, flourishing, blossoming, is something from something that was hidden, something that was concealed. It is connected to Shimon. The concealed, hidden qualities of Shimon comes to fruition, comes to flower, comes to show the beauty of Mashiach, the beauty of Tzemach David, is through Yehuda. And so when it comes, when we think of the month of Av, all these qualities, Shimon was like that on a certain level through the mistakes that were done through the anger that was shown is an anger which comes from the negative side of Gvura. But the positive side of Gvura is the ability to utilize those qualities through listening, through asking help, through connecting with people. All the things of Av, what made us fall, was that sinat chinam, the lack of respect, the lack of togetherness, the lack of just being so angered within yourself to try and bring Hashem's glory in this world, but at the same time, but burning everyone else aside in the process. This was one of the aspects what the Nitziv mentions in his introduction to Bereshit, is that aspect of not having people together despite knowing so much, being a Shimon, but not having the burnt out Gevura is something which caused the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. Av is our ability to utilize the mercy of Av, of our Father. Utilize the Mamlachut, the Mlucha of Yehuda. Having the ability to understand and listen properly to the messages of the from the negativity to create the positivity. And that what we see on the 15th of Av, one of the things which is so unseen is why was the 15th of Av celebrated, because of no more, it was a time when the wood was taken in from the burnings of all the different sacrifices. And it seems, what's the simcha about it? It's the fact that soon the moisture is going to increase. Soon the rain is going to happen. Soon we're going to be sustained. The sustenance of the gshamim are going to come. We can see hope in the future. That's why we take the wood in, because it'll be too moist. It won't burn properly. The same with the month of Av. Even though we see all that negativity, we can see there is a positivity. The concealment of Shimon will come to fruition through the help of Yehuda, through the harmony, through the qualities of Aharon HaKohen, and that Bezrat Hashem will only see Geula b'mhirah v'yameinu. Amen. Thank you. Any questions?